FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. This summer we have a festive spread of mouth-watering pork recipes, and today I've got Marita Human of SA Pork here to enlighten us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jenny.
Why is pork such a good choice?
Jenny, I think the first important reason is that it's the most versatile meat that you can find. You know, the flavor combinations that you can do with pork, the possibilities of tastes and flavors, it's just limitless. Secondly, it's really the best value for money. You know, it's so economical, and you really, chefs can do and consumers can do genuine nose-to-tail cooking when it comes to pork.
They certainly can, and it's delicious.
Yeah, delicious is the reason we just take for granted, because if you think about that wonderful salty crackling, you know, posed against the melt-in-your-mouth soft belly meat, it's just phenomenal.
Yes, it certainly is wonderful. And tell me, how is SA Pork helping farmers?
The South African Pork Producers Association has a full team of business development managers assisted by some highly qualified veterinarians that do field visits, helping emerging farmers with all aspects of their business, from compiling business plans and giving them a hand on how to apply for loans to grow their business, and especially in the sense of biosecurity, because farming today is all about biosecurity, to create consumer assurance, to make sure that we produce safe, sustainable protein in pork. So there's so much to learn about biosecurity measures, and in that regard, South African Pork Producers is really reaching out to farmers to enlighten them, to educate them, and to help them.
And how does the consumer know what they're buying? How do they know what they should be doing in the way of selecting their meat?
It's actually quite a simple choice. The quality that you get from your local trusted butcher or your local trusted supermarket will speak for itself. Of course, there are always bad apples in any bag. If you find that the consistency of quality at the place where you've shopped for a while is not good enough in terms of the pork that you get, it's time to make a switch. But let me assure you, there are phenomenal independent butcheries everywhere now in our country, from German-styled delis right down to farmer-owned butcheries who provide a high quality of pork. And I would give consumers the tip that if your butchery or your supermarket sells pork properly vacuum-packed, then you can be sure that the quality will always be good. A great tip also is to get to know the butchery staff where you shop, because when they are aware of the fact that you're shopping for quality pork, they'll be more than willing to cut special cuts from a fresh carcass for you.
That's good advice. And what is your favorite cut, personally?
I have so many, but I have to say I'm very partial to the neck of the pork. Pork neck is a succulent, juicy cut, and you can do so much with it. My favorite way of cooking it is in a really fragrant broth with lots of bay leaves and fresh herbs and star anise and peppercorns, onion, garlic and ginger, and slow braise it in the oven until it almost falls apart, but I can still slice it. So I would say pork neck is probably my favorite cut.
Gosh, you made my mouth water there. You know, I'm an anything goes kind of girl. So from bacon at breakfast right the way through to a lovely charcuterie board, you're going to win me over every day. So I think it is such a versatile meat that, you know, it's not just Christmas gammon that we've all been enjoying over the festive season. Pork for me is something that you can do so much with. And it's an amazing platform for taking on global flavors. You know, I think of Asian flavors and marinades and really, you know, your options are endless. So no, we could spend 5 minutes talking about my favorite cuts. We're not going to, we haven't got time. And if I had to ask you to choose some music to pair well with your favorite pork dish, what would that be?
Mozart, undoubtedly.
Oh, that's a perfect pairing. And what wine would you add to make the perfect trilogy?
I'm quite fond of a good Chenin with my pork, but, you know, the old-fashioned Blanc de Noir also pairs very well with pork, but I would stick with Chenin if you force me to make a choice.
We're not forcing you to do anything. We're just going to end off by saying thank you for the inspiration. I will be sure to go and cook my pork perfectly and to think of you when I'm doing that.
That's great, and thank you for the chat.
Thank you. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.